From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia should be banned from all international athletic competitions, according to the World Anti-Doping Agency. Russian athletes should be suspended from all competition, including the Olympics. That according to a damning report by World Anti-Doping Agency's Independent Commission into widespread doping and corruption. Today, the Independent Commission recommended that the IAAF suspend Russian athletics. The WADA also recommended the lifetime bans of five top Russian athletes, including Olympic 800-meter champion Maria Savinova, and the stripping of accreditation. The report says that the International Olympic Committee should not allow the entry of any athlete from the Russian Federation until that body has proved compliant. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party has won the first seats in what is expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Election officials announced Monday that the National League for Democracy had won 12 lower house seats in the main city of Yangon. The NLD later claimed to have taken 44 of 45 lower house seats, although that figure wasn't immediately confirmed by election officials. Earlier Monday, Aung San Suu Kyi expressed confidence her party would win the historic vote in a speech to supporters outside the NLD. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st Russian airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board. Some 5,000 British citizens were expected to depart by the end of the day on Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Sinai resort. Islamic State affiliates claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Egyptian police say they've killed a top Islamic State operative wanted for his involvement in a string of attacks in the country. Egypt's Interior Ministry says security forces shot and killed Ashraf Ali al-Galabib after he opened fire and tried to escape during an attempt to arrest him in the capital of Cairo. A ministry statement said Garabli was a leader of the militant Ansar Beit Mahdi's group west of the Sinai. The group pledged allegiance to ISIS last year. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has condemned the beheading of a group of civilians by Islamic State militants in a southern region scene of a recent deadly clash between rival Taliban factions. Local police in Zabul province reported Sunday that ISIS fighters brutally murdered seven people, including three women. President Obama is hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks today at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss the fresh wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence that began 2 months ago at a Jerusalem holy site and spread across Israel and into the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Ron Gilron is the vice president at the Levantine Group, a Tel Aviv-based geopolitical consultancy.
I would put the title on this meeting, Damage Control. Damage Control, both for Netanyahu and for Obama.
U.S. officials said President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu will discuss steps to prevent further confrontation between the Mideast parties in the absence of a peace agreement. In Cameroon, authorities are banning the sale or broadcast of some popular music, including a new dance hit by the prominent Cameroonian rapper Franco. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
The video for this song by Cameroonian rapper Franco has been watched more than 2 million times on YouTube. It is called Kolela Petit. But Joseph Tangwa Fauvert, the most senior administrative official in the Mifi district of Western Cameroon, has banned the sale and broadcast of the song, saying it promotes public indecency. One of Franco's managers, Atangana Parfait, says music should express reality in Cameroon. He says there are noise-making, self-proclaimed moral guides who are trying to blame all Cameroon's problem on music. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Pop artists and rappers in Cameroon, and around the world for that matter, have been accused of producing music that is pornographic in nature. And an acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon was sold for $2.4 million. The Gibson guitar was sold Saturday by Julian's Auctions in Los Angeles to an undisclosed buyer. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.